that has been very disturbing, just lie there and say, I just love having this knowledge that I've got some vibrations going on that I wasn't even aware of. And isn't it nice that this dream has pointed it out to me, that there's some areas where I can let go more. And then once you've made that association, then you'll start noticing things that are happening in your life that match those feelings.
Okay.
Everything that you dream in your dreamscape and everything that you live, everything that manifests, has at its basis a vibrational root. And so to have pre-manifestational awareness of your vibration, that's just the best of all worlds. To say, I'm ornery and this does not bode well for me, is really a nice awareness, rather than I broke my foot and I realize now I've been ornery for a month. In other words, isn't it nice to clean it up vibrationally?
Yes.
Rather than wait until there is a manifestation that you have to clean it up after the fact?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Unlike everybody here, I have questions about relationships. And I see this man, and I can describe him to you physically. And I write to him probably nearly every night. And my friends nickname him Mr. Delicious. And my friend SMS'd me from London and she said, well, have you bumped into Mr. Delicious in Toronto? And I said, yes, well, I actually had him in my bed this morning. And she SMS'd me back and she said, what? Now, I feel him and I, on a level I know him, but I'd really like him to show up.
Well, through all of those very wonderful sounding words, that was the dominant vibration that was within you. In other words, this really falls into the category of trying too hard. And think about it. Now, this is something that we so want you to hear, because you heard us earlier say three steps to the process. Step one is ask, and life causes you to do that. Step two is source answers. We're not kidding even a little bit about that. Step three is you got to get up to speed with what you're asking for. And there is something about everything that we've been talking about here today, about this stream, and we come back to it again and again, where we say to you, you must not be trusting in the stream. You must not, if you think that you've got to write about it every day, if you're writing because it's so pleasing to write, then do continue to write. But don't write because you're trying to make something happen, because we want you to reach the place. And you're right, words aren't enough. But we still got to tell you, over there in vibrational escrow is this magnificent relationship. It is there and it is vibrationally done. And you've got to accept that it's done before you let it in. So a woman said to us one day, will my son find a mate soon? And we said, hopefully not. And she was troubled by that, because she thought her son finding a mate would solve all of his problems. And we said, if he finds a mate now, she will be just like he is. She won't like herself either. She'll be unemployed also. And they will just bang around in misery together and they will break apart. And she said, oh, that's what's been happening. And we said, there is something so wonderful about your life having caused you to create this relationship, and now you coming into alignment with the relationship before the relationship shows up. Wouldn't you like to be a perfect vibrational match to your perfect partner before you meet your partner? Because until you become that perfect vibrational match to that vibrational relationship, you might take action that will cause you to rendezvous with someone who doesn't match, and then you get into this awkward position of needing that person to reform. Where if you will just accept that it is done and that you've been adding to it and that it is wonderful, and so you don't have to think about it anymore. You've asked and it has been given, and now you ask yourself, what do I feel like when I'm in the state of allowing? Do I feel worried? No. Do I feel tense? No. Do I feel disappointed that I didn't see him today? No. What do I feel like when I'm in the state of allowing something that I want? I feel eager. I feel frisky. I feel excited.